إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Our brothers and sisters in Islam, what lies before us, insha'Allah ta'ala, as we discuss its virtues and we spoke about its glorious different levels of mercy that Allah Jalla wa Ala has placed in it through His own mercy, is the glorious and blessed month of Ramadan. Shahrul Mubarak, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes, a blessed and noble month. A month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorates it with many different forms of mercy for the servants of Allah jalla wa ala. Many forms of generosity He subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates in the month of Ramadan, enabling the one that hasn't turned to Allah for years and years on end to find the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one that spent his years, his life misguided, choosing and selecting avenues and paths that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finds after the mercy of Allah jalla wa ala in Ramadan that guidance. The one who doesn't perform his salah returns back to Allah jalla wa ala in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan has about it barakah, has about it blessings, whereby the servant of Allah jalla wa ala, not just the pious or the righteous servants of Allah jalla wa ala, but even those that do not attribute themselves to the path of Allah jalla wa ala, but call themselves Muslims, even they have some kind of reluctancy in disobeying Allah. Even they feel somewhat ashamed or embarrassed to disobey Allah jalla wa ala in month of Ramadan. Hence it's a shahr, a month that is blessed. Blessed in its entirety. Blessed by Allah jalla wa ala from the beginning till the end. Its days are blessed. Its nights are blessed. The last 10 nights are even more selected and chosen and favored by Allah jalla wa ala. It's a month where the servant of Allah must know and must plan beforehand in how to worship Allah and how to find the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the scholars of the past, like Imam Zuhri rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was asked, "Tell me, what is it about the month of Ramadan?" He would define the month of Ramadan by actions of ibadat that perhaps we wouldn't. Normally when you ask a person, "Tell me, what is it about Ramadan that's so blessed?" We'd begin by saying it's a month of fasting. We'd begin by mentioning the obligatory actions. But the scholars of the past, they used to see obligatory actions as actions whereby, no doubt, you have to do. So they would define it by voluntary actions. You wouldn't ask a person, "What's your favorite drink?" And he will refer to a water or something similar to this. These are obligatory necessities he needs in his life. So what do you do? What's your favorite thing beyond that? So the Salaf al-Saleh, when they would define the month of Ramadan, they would say, indeed, the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he was... And people used to look towards him and investigate the action that he would do in the month of Ramadan. Fasting was a given. It's an obligatory action. But when they would look towards him and find one action that would stick out beyond everything else, they would say he would close his books of hadith and he would cancel his classes of learning and teaching and he would spend his days and his night reading the Quran. That's our brothers or sisters in Islam. Today, inshallah ta'ala, I want to speak about the importance of the servant of Allah connecting himself to the book of Allah in the month of Ramadan. In fact, if we look towards Ramadan and we look towards its history, we look towards the ibadat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look towards the Salaf, the Sahaba, and how they treated it, we find that Ramadan is the month of Quran. Ramadan is the month of Quran. And we begin in no better way than when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Al-Quran. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. That indeed we reveal the entire Quran. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu an, he explains that before Allah jalla wa ala even began by revealing the Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he revealed the Quran from a lawh al-mahfuz, from the preserved tablet, all in one night, to Bayt al-Ma'mur, to the Kaaba of Jannah, all in one night, on Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr is found in the last odd nights of the month of Ramadan. So before even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to read Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, the Quran was already revealed. And the Malaika were informed about this blessing of Al-Quran, revealed on Laylatul Qadr. Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi Al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the month of Ramadan, Allah jalla wa ala revealed Al-Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he was a messenger of Allah jalla wa ala, before he was a prophet of Allah jalla wa ala, he would spend his days and he would spend his nights secluding himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave Hira. And there he was one night where the angel Jibreel descended and he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he held on to me, فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّنِي حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجُهُدِ. He held on to me and he squeezed me until as if though I was going to faint, or I was going to become unconscious, or I was unable to breathe. And he said to me, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Read by the name of your Lord who has created you. And he responded sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ. That I cannot read, I'm unable to read. For he was illiterate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once more the angel Jibreel, he held on to him and he squeezed his chest so tightly, so ferociously that he couldn't breathe. He felt as if though he was going to fall unconscious. I said to him once more, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. And then a third time, until he began revealing the first few ayat of Al-Quran. This happened, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam. This happened in Ramadan. This happened in the month of Ramadan, following the sunnah, as Imam Ahmad narrates in a hadith whereby the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, following the sunnah of all of the anbiya of Allah jalla wa ala. For all of the anbiya of Allah jalla wa ala were revealed, books were revealed, revelation, Allah jalla wa ala spoke to them all in the month of Ramadan. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wa ala unzilat suhuf Ibrahim. Allah jalla wa ala revealed the pages of Ibrahim on the first night of the Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Torah on the sixth day or the first few days of the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Injil on the 13th day of the month of Ramadan. Allah jalla wa ala revealed the Zabur on the 18th day of the month of Ramadan. Allah jalla wa ala revealed the Quran in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is the month of Wahy. And if we take a few steps back and try to understand and comprehend what this means, the month of Ramadan is whereby the servant of Allah connects himself to Wahy. He connects himself to revelation. In fact, the scholars of Islam, they say, what made Ramadan great? Ramadan became blessed because Quran was revealed in it. Ramadan became special because Quran was revealed in it. Laylatul Qadr, the last night, the last few odd nights, or the last odd night, the odd nights of the month of Ramadan, in which Allah Jalla Wala has specified a specific reward. خَيْرُ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, greater than 1,000 months of worship. The odd night that is unique and special. What made it special? What made it unique? What made it profound? What made it this night that is better than 1,000 months? Is because Quran was revealed on it. That's the ulama of Islam, they say, Ramadan became unique and blessed because of Quran. So the servant that wants to become unique and blessed by Allah reads Al-Quran and he finds Al-Quran. And there is no better month to redirect, to reconnect ourselves with than the month of Ramadan to Al-Quran. Thus know, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, know, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, that the one who prepares now, preparing a time, preparing slots in his day to read Al-Quran, to complete Al-Quran, to finish the Quran on a regular basis in the month of Ramadan, this is the one who is blessed. This is the one who is blessed. For the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he speaks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana ajwad ma yakunu fi Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, ajwadun nas. He was the most generous of people. But in the month of Ramadan, he had an extra level of generosity. And then he explains why. Because حين يلقاه جبريل. Because this was where Jibreel used to meet him. وَكَانَ يَلْقَاهُ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. And Jibreel will meet him every single night in the month of Ramadan. And he says, فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. And he will revise and study the Qur'an of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith reported in Bukhari Muslim. In this ayah, in this hadith rather, we see the ibadah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see what made him more generous. We see what made Ramadan the month of Quran. That every single night, the angel Jibreel will revise the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ramadan was the month where the Quran was revised by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, he says, this hadith indicates to the servants of Allah, not just the recommendation, but the highest level of possible recommendation, whereby the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this, used to encourage his sahaba, and then he used to fulfill it as a sunnah, whereby he would perform the tarawih, the qiyam al-layl, the night prayer, revising and learning the Quran, making the sahaba hear the Quran, revising the Quran, which then became the sunnah of Umar bin Khattab, where he gathered Tamim al-Darimi and other sahaba to lead the sahaba in jama'ah together, hearing the Quran every single night. So they say, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, the most profound encouraged action in the month of Ramadan is to connect the heart of the servant of Allah with Al-Quran. Is to recite the book of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Is to recite the book of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the book of Allah Jalla wa'ala is what has made this nation, not this nation, what has made the Ummah of Islam in its entirety, the most special and unique and blessed Ummah. For he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith reported by Al-Bukhari from Abu Hurairah, says, every prophet and every messenger before me had been given miracles. And he says, Musa alayhi salam had been given the miracle of the stick whereby he was able to part the sea and transform the stick into a snake by the permission of Allah. And Isa alayhi salam had been given the miracle to cure the sick by the permission of Allah and to bring the dead back to life again by the permission of Allah. And my miracle, he says, will last until the day of judgment. It is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. A book for which there is absolutely no doubt in it. No doubt can enter it. No error can enter it. No doubt, both in terms of error or contradictions and the fact that this has come entirely word for word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what an honor it is to reconnect to Allah jalla wa ala in the greatest month with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all, brothers or sisters in Islam. We have a few days to prepare a program for each and every one of us. A program following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A program of learning and revising and reading the Quran as much as you possibly can. As we can see later on, inshallah ta'ala, in the second part of the khutbah, the Salaf al-Salih, the righteous generation that came before us, they used to use the month of Ramadan in order to complete as many recitations as possible. So even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to prohibit reading the Quran or completing the Quran beyond 7 days or faster than 7 days, in the month of Ramadan, however, there is an exception. Because the goal is to revise, the goal is to complete, the goal is to read the Quran as many times as possible. Hence the Salaf, the Sahaba, and those that came after used to complete the Quran, some of them once, twice a day. They would spend the entire moment, every possible opportunity of relaxation, they would find it in the Quran. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Along with the Quran, or still being connected to the worship, the reading, and the ibadah of the Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that من قام رمضان, that whoever stands in Ramadan, and he stands in Ramadan of iman, with faith as a Muslim, and he stands in Ramadan wanting the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of his past sins are forgiven. The scholars of Islam, they say, let's analyze this hadith beyond that. And they say, when a person stands in Ramadan, what does he stand with? He stands as salah, but what does he hear? What does he recite? What does he ponder over? What is he acknowledging? What is he reciting? He's reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's hearing the words of Allah jalla wa ala. The masajid are honored and beautified by the recitation of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is it that allows for his sins to be forgiven? It's not just to stand. It's to stand with Al-Quran. It's to stand with Al-Quran. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other hadith, he makes a very important link. A very important link with the Quran and the fast. And he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the As-Siyam and the Quran, on the Day of Judgment, fasting and the Quran, will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Allah jalla wa ala to intercede, to help the one that fasted and help the one that read Quran to enter into Jannah without any questioning or any reckoning. For intercession here means to enter into Jannah without questioning, without reckoning, without the tortures or the punishments or the horrors or the traumas of the Day of Judgment. Whilst they are standing and before the accounting takes place, Allah Jalla wa'ala will decree for everyone that fasted and everyone that recited Al-Quran to see the Quran, to see the reward of the Quran coming and the reward of the fast coming. And both of these two rewards, both of these two ibadah, these acts of worship, they compete and they fight with one another, saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. The fast says, allow me to take him into paradise without any questioning or any reckoning. Allow me to intercede for him and take him into paradise, for he used to stay hungry. He used to stay hungry in the day. Well, then the Quran will come. The reward of Quran. And it will compete with the one who fasted. And say, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, allow me to intercede for him. For he used to stay up at night reading the book of Allah Jalla wa'ala. The shahid, the point of the hadith, and the benefit or virtue of the hadith, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secretly informed us of a worship, of a partner of the one who fasts. And that is the one who fasts, recites Quran. Fasting doesn't just come by itself. Fasting is not just an ibadah that you do without a partner. It has a partner. It has a garment that adorns it and beautifies it. It has levels that the servant of Allah is able to increase and go beyond. And that is when the fasting person recites the book of Allah. Hence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a secret of this hadith. Ibn al-Qayyim is saying the secret of this hadith is to inform us as servants of Allah that the one who fasts, he recites the book of Allah. The one who fasts recites the book of Allah. He recites the book of Allah when he's fasting. And he recites the book of Allah at night when he's standing. And he recites the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala throughout the entire Ramadan. The secret of Ramadan is not just the fast, but it's to adorn and glorify the fast by reciting the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala, he brings a hadith on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that declared authentic by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. And he says, an old man would come to the one on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this old man would grab him by his hand. And he'd say, I was the one that kept him up at night. I was the one that he would spend his days and his night reciting. I am the reward of Al-Quran. And he will take him to Jannah without any questioning and any reckoning. So brothers or sisters in Islam, the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala that really wants to make the most of the month of Ramadan, that finds his secrets, the secrets of the month of Ramadan, and finds the glorious levels of mercy that Allah Jalla wa'ala has placed and legislated in the month of Ramadan, he worships Allah not just by the obligatory action of fasting, but he worships Allah Jalla wa'ala by becoming the one who recites Quran. He tries to complete as many as he possibly can. Al-Aswad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to try to complete two copies of the Quran, or a copy of the Quran, a recitation of the entire Quran, every 2 days and two nights. Then we have Qatada, rahimahullah ta'ala. Whenever the month of Ramadan would appear, he would complete the copy of the Quran, the entire reading of the Quran, once every 3 days. And this was for the first 20 days of the month of Ramadan. And when the last days of the month of Ramadan came, he would complete the entire Quran once every day. Rabi' bin Sulaiman, rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to say, I used to see Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala. And every day in the month of Ramadan, every 24 hours, he would complete two readings of the entire Quran. He would complete two readings of the entire Quran. Abu Dawood, or Ibn Abi Dawood, he narrates in an authentic hadith from Mujahid, rahimahullah ta'ala, who narrates, he saw Ibn Abbas, or some of the scholars say we saw Mujahid. And every time between Maghrib and Isha, he would pray Maghrib at his earliest time and he would delay Isha to the latest possible time. And during that time, he would spend his entire night reading Quran and completing the Quran. That's our brothers or sisters in Islam. There needs to be stories on Yawm al-Qiyamah, secrets that are untold, secrets that are found for each and every single one of us. And we need to join this caravan of reading the Quran and completing the Quran and trying to meet great achievements with recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. We hear these stories of the great Sahaba, the great Salaf, completing Quran once every 3 days or 2 days or once every day. Let us try to join that circle. Let's try to understand the importance of having the sunnah, of having this encouraged sunnah, this companion of the fast in the month of Ramadan. As every single one of us needs to prepare, because preparation makes us achieve our goals. Look towards your days, look towards your salah, look towards the time before and after salah, look to when you commute towards work, only when you commute towards your schools or universities, look towards before breaking your fast or between Maghrib and Isha, look towards when the time of the masajid are open. Look towards every possible opportunity you have and adorn that opportunity, bless the opportunity, but making it an opportunity to recite the book of Allah and to complete as many completions as you possibly can. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect us with his words subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah jalla wa ala to make us find the blessings of the month of Ramadan. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us leave the month of Ramadan with all of our sins forgiven. We ask him jalla wa ala to enable us to fast and to pray and to stand and to make dua and to recite Quran every single one of his days. We ask him jalla wa ala to enable us to see Ramadan, to allow us to find those ibadah that are accepted in the month of Ramadan, to grant us dua that are also accepted in the month of Ramadan, and to grant Islam victory wherever it is across the entire world. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين قوموا للصلاة.